Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on my show. The Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Remember, you can chime in at 714-409-0614. And if you have a listener profile account, come on in the chat room. I should be headed that way in a second. I shouldn't have any problems getting in there. It's always a fun time in the chat room. Today, the Raw Baby Watch. That's what's on my mind, like I'm sure many of yours that love the royals and is anticipating the arrival of Prince William and Duchess Catherine's royal bundle of joy. So let's talk about Prince William and Duchess. It'd be good if our friend Ebony Empress would call in, like some of my other friends from the UK, just to give us a little 411. And also, let's talk about how to gain and maintain sensuality. What is sensuality? How do you define sensuality? To some, it just comes natural. Just born with it. But then some of us have to take a little effort. And then if you feel like it's natural, you have it naturally, but then at the same time, you want to enhance it, you know? Well, what are some tips? Call in and share some of your tips, because I know many of you, and you exude sensuality. But I always approach topics from a geeky point of view. So, you know, define sensuality. And what ways is it that we can be more sensual through, you know, beauty, through grooming, through our style, through our swag? Some people swag just exudes sensuality, like Prince, example, you know, like Beyonce, for example. Some people just exude, and then we know everyday people, and some people say, well, hey, I exude sensuality. Like, I love Sex in the City, and, you know, all of those ladies exude sensuality. And to me, the Martin, you know, what is the Sex in the City show of 2013, Mistresses, ABC's Mistresses, that airs on Monday night. To me, that is like the 2013 version of Sex in the City, and all of those characters, they exude sensuality, from the married ones, the single ones, to the ones that, you know, are being the mistresses, all of that. So the guys and the ladies, they all are. The characters are exude sensuality, regardless of how the actors are in their real life. When they play those characters, they definitely exude sensuality. And sensuality, you know, I have not once said sex, but sensuality, just being sensual. So please don't hesitate to chime in, 714-409-0614. If you just want to listen, just listen. If you do want to make a comment or share advice, don't hesitate to press 1 to speak. And again, create a listener profile account if you don't have one. Therefore, you can interact within the entire Blog Talk Radio community. Okay? And, of course, this morning, you know, like always, let's talk about hot topics. There's a lot of hot stuff going on. Not good and not good. But let's talk about some of those hot topics. So remember, this is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Culture Shock Entertainment Report is always recommended for mature age 18 and over on Wednesdays due to the adult language and topics. Because I don't know what callers we're going to talk about. I don't know guests and co-hosts. When we're talking in grown folk terms, the topics of matters of the heart when it comes to dating, divorce, love, marriage, sex, romance, as fetishes or whatever, et cetera, we use adult language. So, therefore, the show is always recommended on Wednesdays for the mature of age at 18 and over. But again, thank you so much for your continued love and your support since March 21st, 2011. Thank you for networking with me via the different outlets of social media, from Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, LinkedIn, just the different ones. Thank you. If you're not following me at Tumblr, Culture Shock Inc. Beth, KulturesHokent, beth.tumblr.com. Remember, Avon's brand, Mark, will be closing down all e-boutiques. But don't fret, because your Mark rep, your Mark girl, your Mark guy, if they're transitioning over to become an Avon rep, you will have the best of both worlds. You will be able to not only buy and purchase Mark items, but also Avon items. And but you can still visit my Mark store at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. And then also check out, since we're talking about swag and style and fashion, check out this cool, there's this cool business out there called Kitsy Lane. And I have a jewelry boutique with that business, and other Mark girls recommended it to me, and it's called Best Just Jewelry Boutique.kitsylane.com. So when we talk about sensuality, it goes all into the way we smell, the fragrances we use, personal hygiene, the way we dress, grooming. You know, love talking about men, not just female grooming, but men grooming. I just love talking about men grooming, and I love to hear guys talk about their favorite grooming techniques. And when it comes to being sensual, what are some of your favorite grooming techniques, guys, or your favorite? I mean, foods are sensual. I mean, what is it that really drives you sensually, and how can some people gain that sensuality swag? That and then those of you that have it naturally, how do you maintain it? You know, really. But then let's continue on and talk about the raw baby and other topics. There's another topic too. I had thought about discussing. We could talk about various topics. What happened? Surviving breakups and surviving divorce. What are some of the surefire ways to move on after going through a breakup and surviving a breakup and surviving a divorce? What are some of the surefire ways that have assisted you, those of you that have gone through or going through? Are those of you that have been there for others that have gone through breakups and divorces and all that? I think that's a good topic to talk about too. But you can call in and talk about what's on your mind and what matters of your heart, and talk about other topics. But today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. I believe it's Mandela's birthday, so happy birthday to Mandela. And get well, you know, get well. I don't know how he's doing. I've heard different reports, but I hope he gets better and get out of that critical condition that he's in. And also still sending prayers out to Randy Travis, who I seen reports where he had awakened the other night. So sending prayers to him also. And again, sending condolences to the cast and crew and the loved ones and the girlfriend, Leo Michelle, of Corey Matif of Glee. Okay, but again, thank you, and we'll continue on here. Some of you, I'm sure, want to hear more of Prince and Third Eye Girl, Menstrual Cycle. love it.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love just love the flaunt. And what I dig the most is that you keep beating your head until I want it.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. You start to disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. You reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing, love that's true. I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be there by your side when life's too hard to take. Should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you. Darkness, you can't see things clear. You reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you. Darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here.
Davey Hamilton's Gonna Hold You. It's been a minute since I played a song. I need to add some of his new songs to the playlist. Hey, on Saturday, guess who's coming back? Dylan from Sea World High Fashion. But he's coming back to talk about his upcoming EP that he will be releasing as a solo artist. And so this should be a fun discussion, to get an update on what he's been up to. So that's going to be on Saturday night, weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to have a super good time. It was so much fun. I can't believe it. It's almost been a year since he first stopped by Culture Shock Entertainment Reports back in September of last year, if I'm not mistaken, after I had just fallen in love with SeaWorld High Fashion's tune, High Fashion. And I love all the music that I've ever heard from he and his brother, Johnny Panic. But he will be talking to SeaWorld High Fashion, but most definitely his upcoming EP, which he only has about one or two songs to complete. And I am super excited because we had so much fun talking with him. I always have fun talking to all the guests, but that's going to be on the 20th. The 20th is Saturday at 8 p.m. right here at blogtalkradio.com at 8 p.m. So it's going to, I feel like naming it Club Culture Shock, you know, because we're going to have so much fun. And a big shout out to those of you that are fans of his music and his work. Also, be sure to create your listener profile account so you can come on in the chat room and call in. And those of you that, you know, want to know more about Dylan, Casey is his new solo name. You want to know more about him, don't hesitate, because he's a music student also. Home is in Pensacola, Florida, but he's a music student in Orlando. And just so much fun and to talk with and to learn and hear about his writing process. It's just amazing. So be sure not to miss Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we're going to have so much fun. Going to start promoting the show today. We're going to send out show promos and all that. So you guys be sure to click that reminder button on top of the show promo so you would not miss it live and full effect, okay?
We can live. Burn.
not sure if my sound is good. I feel like I'm having a sound issue, so I hope you can hear the song or the song is still playing. Ah, you can hear my dog. But my, okay, you can hear though, that's good. So there we go.
Me?
I can't.
I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. It's amazing. Here's Six String Woody.
Breathe through your hands. by daydream. When you were here with me, thank you.
I do. You know, Daydreaming. That's a beautiful song. I love that song. And Six String Woody, he's always dropping new music, and I just love it. I've shared different articles from around the world in regards to the baby, the raw baby, because we're all on raw baby watch, right? All of us that are just in awe of the royal family. I loved it as a little girl watching William's mother bring him out for the first public showing of her baby boy. I remember, my goodness. So I just love it. It's just amazing to be experiencing this. And I still predict a baby boy. I see where one of Kate's uncles is also predicting, a baby girl. I always predicted a baby girl. I'm about to get my predictions mixed up. I've been predicting a baby girl, and I see where also one of her uncles predict a baby girl also. And on Monday, I did not congratulate Jimmy Kimmel and Halle Berry and Olivier Martinez in regards to their marriage, their newlyweds now. So a couple of my favorite celebrities, congratulations, and I wish you much, 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 much happiness. Yes, indeed. So, wait a second. Oh, my goodness. Here's some breaking news, because I love Castle. And I'm preparing to share some raw baby news, but Castle Season 6 production is delayed, as reported by E! News. Castle Season 6 production delayed amidst Nathan Fillion's feud with ABC. The Castle has been breached. Production of the ABC hit series upcoming 6th season was delayed last week due to star Nathan Fillion's feud with ABC Studios. Sources confirmed to E! News, Fillion failed to show up to work on Friday, July 12th amidst contract disputes as he is pushing for a 4-day work week. Deadline first reported the news of Fillion's no-show. A rep for ABC tells us Fillion was on set Tuesday and was scheduled to be there, with a source confirming production is moving forward. While our sources spill that ABC and the news and the show's producers want to keep Fillion happy, it's hard for production to move to a 4-day work week as he is in almost every scene. Fillion tweeted from Castle set on Thursday, July 11th, but was notably Twitter silent on the following day. The actor, who recently starred in Joss Whedon's film Must Ado About Nothing, posted a photo of himself and guest star Lisa Edelstein from the set on Thursday, saying, "Sitting with Lisa Edelstein discussing Twitter. Is she a doll? Yes, yes, she is." When asked by fans if he was happy to be back with Castle family, Fillion posted a photo of crew members saying, "Wouldn't you be?" Castle returns for its 6th season on Monday, September 23rd. And I was just talking about Mistresses, which has been broadcast at the Castle's time slot on Monday. So I'm wondering if Mistresses is picked up, to carry on. I wonder what time slot it would be. But I've been enjoying watching Castle reruns on the weekends. I love Castle. So I hope whatever dispute is happening, I hope that it's rectified soon. And because I love that show. That's an amazing show. ABC really rocks. I like all the networks, but ABC really, 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 really rocks. Again, sensuality. How do you enhance your sensuality? And I'm going to go into it, into the Wikipedia definition and other definitions of it, and would love for you to call in also. I know I am multitasking like crazy as I broadcast the show. I also don't want to forget to mention the ESPYs will be broadcast tonight on ESPN. Matter of fact, my television is turned down and it's tuned to the Mike and Mike Experience right now. But they had been talking about it also before I started the show, and I guess throughout this show. And the host of the show, John Hamm, he was a guest last night. And I had not watched Late Night with Craig Ferguson ages, and I watched it last night. John Hamm was on there promoting the ESPYs broadcast tonight and being the host and all that. So that I really got a big laugh out of he and Craig. It was really good last night. But again, thank you for tuning in. And let's talk more about the Roar Baby. There's a couple articles I want to share with you that I've been checking out, and I'm checking, seeing if anything is happening, like, right now. And let's talk more about sensuality, you know, those of you that naturally have that sensuality swag, and those of us that, you know, have to work a little harder, but I think we all like to enhance, you know. And I know some people are saying, well, that's sensuality is love. Not really. You know, you can be sensual to your husband, to your wife, to your significant other, sensual to yourself, you know, going out doing hardcore flirting and making moves on people. That's love. But being sensual and feeling good about yourself and building your confidence sensually, you know, what's up with that? I think that's a good thing. That's just my fault.
Bye.
Terry G. Oh, man, I know he has some new music out. Want you back. Hey, shout out to my friend Alexandra Butler, director of sales at Homes to Suite by Hilton Hotel, which is holding their grand opening today in Madison, Mississippi, across from Colony Park at Renaissance. So I won't make it to the grand opening today, but definitely will be talking to you soon and making a visit to check out the new establishment, the first of its kind, by Hilton in the state of Mississippi. And a big shout out to everyone who's here for the Sanderson Farm PGA Championship, which is held at Annandale Golf Club in Madison, Mississippi also. Just best wishes. Okay, this is from the CNN staff at latest developments in the Royal Baby Watch. And this is just around 1. This is published maybe about 1 o'clock, a few hours ago. CNN, Royal Watchers eagerly await the arrival of a child that will be heir to the British throne. Here's what you need to know and the latest developments. My apologies if you hear my pooch. One of my pooches barking. The Duchess of Cambridge is now overdue. A royal source tells CNN that her due date was July 13th. She and Prince William announced at the start of the year that the baby was due in July, but did not announce the date. The baby will have the title His or Her Royal Highness Prince or Princess. The baby's name of Cambridge, St. James Palace, said this month. However, it could be as long as 10 days before the baby's name is announced. Anyone in Britain on the same day as William and Catherine's baby will receive a anyone born in Britain on the same day as William and Catherine's baby will receive a special coin from the Royal Mint, a silver penny dated 2013 that will come in a blue pouch for a boy or a pink one for a girl. Catherine is expected to give birth at private Lindo Wing of St. Mary's Hospital next to Paddington Station in London. It's where William was born. Catherine's mother, Carol Middleton, is likely to be on hand at the hospital. Now, I've seen reports where Catherine's mother told reporters that the baby would probably be a Leo. And then I saw another report where Camilla had told the media that if the baby's not, like, born soon, they probably will go ahead and induce labor. You know, those are the various, some of you probably have heard those various reports also. I know we have a lot of listeners in the UK also, so it would be fun if some of you would contact me and, you know, let me know also what you have been hearing. and if, you know, you guys always get the news before we do, but keep us updated. The first indication the baby is on its way would be an announcement in the media. The Duchess has been admitted to the hospital in the early stages of labor. Royal sources tell CNN the next public announcement is expected to be that of birth. It will be made in the form of a formal bulletin signed by medical staff and rushed in a car, that's what I love, with a police escort to Buckingham Palace. There, the notice will be placed in a gilt frame position on an easel, the same one used to announce William's birth, and placed in the palace court for all to see. The first to know about the royal baby will be Queen Elizabeth II, Prime Minister David Cameron, and Governors General of each of the Commonwealth nations, along with the rest of the royal and Middleton families. If the baby arrives in the middle of the night, it's unlikely the queen would be awoken. I was a middle of the night baby. I was born August 11 at 1:10 a.m. Yes. If the baby arrives in the middle of the night, it's unlikely the baby would be awoken. I mean, the queen would be awoken. So there is a chance that the instant that an official announcement would not be made until the following morning. Like last night, I slept a good 5 hours, 6 hours, and I immediately wanted to know if the baby had been born during the time I had been asleep. Celebratory gun salutes will be sounded by the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery in Green Park, 41 rounds, and the Honorable Artillery Company at the Tower of London, 62 rounds until the baby is born. William and Catherine did not want to know the sex of their baby beforehand. Royal sources say there has been speculation as a girl. However, especially if the member of the public said in March that the Duchess almost uttered daughter while at a public event in Grimsby. The daughter said the Duchess was given a teddy bear and replied, "Thank you, I would take that for my but then stopped herself. The baby would be third in line to the throne after Prince Charles and Prince William, regardless of gender. A royal change in 2011 ended centuries of male primogeniture, which decreed that the crown passed to the eldest son, is only bestowed on a daughter when there are no sons. It means that if the next royal baby is a girl, she will eventually become queen. Previously, a younger male sibling would have taken precedence. Women Catherine did not want to know the sex of their baby beforehand. War sources say there has been speculation that the girl, however, especially after a member of the public said, I talked about that. Okay, next, the queen's cousin, Margaret Rose, told CNN's Christian Amanpour she hoped the child would have a normal childhood. I imagine the hope that its early life until it is at least in its teens would be just a jolly, happy, ordinary child's life, she said. It's not known where the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge plan to spend the days and weeks following the birth. Women are suspected to be given the usual paternity leave of 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Wow. By the Ministry of Defense, royal sources say. He would then return to his job as a helicopter search and rescue pilot. The revelation that Catherine was pregnant came after she was admitted to London Hospital in December for acute morning sickness. Oh, yeah. That was something when she was going through those acute illnesses, but I'm so glad she overcame that and got better. So, and been able to attend to public appearances and all that. So, just sending much love and prayers out to the Duchess and the royal family and the entire UK and everyone who's watching and waiting. Because American media and worldwide media are just going wild over the royal baby watch, and it's been fun. So cannot wait, for the arrival. I guess we're all just super excited, huh?
Oh,
also across the pond, not far from England, shared an article. It has shared an article with me in the chat room from U.S. News and World Report. And he and I was talking in the chat room about how people are betting, you know, making bets regarding the babies, just different bets, sex, and just their name and everything. And so he shared an article with me in regards to the Brits betting on the royal baby, safe career choice, and Olympic chances. And I know I heard long ago how us Americans are betting on the sex, and that it's really been a hot thing ever since the royal baby's birth announcement, of the expectancy of a royal baby has ever been announced. And this article is from Tourney Snead. Online gambling company has seen $500,000 staked on Will and Kate's pregnancy. And the headline is Brits betting on royal baby sex, career choice, and Olympic chances. How much would you be willing to bet on the sex of the baby expected to be born to Prince William and Duchess Kate Middleton in the coming days? How about its hair color or where we go to college? Since Kate Middleton's much anticipated pregnancy was revealed by her emergency visit to the hospital last December, the betting market has been flooded with punters, as they're called, eager to place a pound or two or much, much more on all the various unknown surroundings the birth of the royal baby. It's going to be one of the biggest novelty markets of the year, says Rory Scott, the London-based spokesperson of the Irish betting company Paddy Power. Scott estimates that pools are 40 to 50% bigger than the market for Kate's and Will's 2011 royal wedding. And while it may not post the numbers of the biggest sport events of the year, according to Scott, £350,000, over $500,000, have been bet so far in Paddy's Power royal baby market, with some £10,000, 15 grand a day coming in as Middleton's rumored due date. Well, her due date has passed. But this was published only yesterday. Other betting firms are reporting similar numbers. Bets on the royal baby's name are one of Paddy Power's biggest royal special pools, with Alexandra 7-4, Charlotte 5-1, and James 8-1 topping the odds. However, Scott says Diana 11-1 has actually taken the most volume of bets, many of them much smaller, perhaps reflecting a British desire to honor William's late mother, the beloved Princess Diana. But from here, the market extends to the absurd. From the length of Middleton's hospital stay to the baby's hair color, Brown is topping, but Ginger and Machievous bet, Scott says, still getting a lot of backing, as confirmed by the official birth announcement. And some look years, even decades, into the future, including the name of the baby's first boyfriend or girlfriend, the age of the child when he or she is first photographed at a nightclub, or whether he or she will represent the Great Britain in the Olympics. They are putting money on it. Hide their docket for a good 20 years and they'll probably forget about it, Scott says. The betting market has been spilled over to Middleton's sister, the camera-hungry Pippa. I think she's engaged or will soon be, they're expecting her to be getting engaged soon. As Scott puts it, with Paddy Power to taking bets on how many times she will appear on camera during the announcement and what dress she will be wearing. Some of the crazier bets are more just to take the docket down to the pub and wave it around. Scott says, it's a bit of fun, it's entertainment, betting is on our bones. So that is interesting. That is interesting, because I know I have been hearing stories about how Americans are putting money on the on different topics regarding the baby, and you know, I should have known. I've seen so many reports regarding, you guys know I love the direct selling and retail industry, and just amazing how the retail industry is expecting a really big boom when it comes to, you know, promoting and selling items related to the royal baby's birth. That's just amazing. Here's Austin Brown, Menage a Trois.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be a space, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. All the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room for fear.
No room for
when you fall in a kid. We find
I'm caught in between. Who can be mean? I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
What is Fernand de Trois?
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
The love of the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side. And I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules
when you fall in a kiss. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Who can be mean? I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Yeah, yeah.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Hey, 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 hey.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Yeah, yeah.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is Fernand de Trois?
Yeah.
Junior, yes, so through, baby, so through. Oh, sensuality, Wicca Neri defines it as the state of being sensuous, or sexy. That's the uncountable. The accountable, a preoccupation with sensual pleasure. Sensuality. 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 So to be sensual, I'm just looking at the different forms of sensuality and the different definitions. The quality or state of being sensual, a lascivious, is what the Free Dictionary says. The quality or state of being sensual, lascivious, excessive devotion to sensual pleasure, sensual, excessive indulgence in sensual pleasures, sensibility, desire for sensual pleasures, sensualism, sensualness, physical attraction, sexual desire, eros. And when I think sensuality, I do think eroticism. I've loved the world of erotica forever. Sexiness, voluptuousness, licentiousness. You know, it goes on and on to being very naughty, but we're just, you know, sticking to the basics of sensuality and being sensual and being sexy and exuding all of that good stuff. Sensuality. I'm sharing a definition within the on my pages, sensuality. And there are some amazing images and quotes that I have run across. And, I mean, that's amazing what you find regarding sensuality and quotes and I'm reading something about an actress who is playing a role. This is something that's breaking news today, and I don't know what this article entails, but it's on the subject matter of sensuality. I believe she's an Indian actress. And let's see. She's an actress, and I talk about characters, and I was talking about acting earlier. And this is from GovNews.com. Shruti Hassan plays central role in D-Day. Actress Shruti Hassan says role as a prostitute in D-Day is not just for titillation. Actress Shruti Hassan, who plays a prostitute in D-Day, shot some bold scenes with Arjun Rampal for the film. She asserts that sensuality is a key element of her character and says it hasn't been used just for titillation. Directed by Nikhil Advani, D-Day is an espionage thriller due to release on July 19th. The actress says that I'm playing a prostitute in a film and sensuality is a key element. We've not done it for television or to show unnecessary scandal. The character is like that, the 27-year-old actress said in the interview. If you do it the wrong way, then the audience and characters don't like it, and the conviction is lost. It's very much integral to the character as an actor. I feel we get to express all the emotions, and sensuality is a part of human emotion, so it's very important, she added. And those of us, if we're in the acting world or not, or just love to watch good actors and actresses, that is true. One character in a book that I love, and that's Zane's book, Addicted. And I have always told Zane that I am Zoe. You know, I love Marcella Spencer, the psychologist role, but Zoe is, if that book is ever brought to film, the actress, me, or whomever that plays that character, definitely have to bring out all and everything when it comes to sensuality, because she's a likable human being, but she has a sex addiction. And sensuality and looking sensual and being sensual is all about that character's aura. So there are characters that we just fall in love with, even if they're not meant to be like that sensual. I mean, there are just some characters, and that's how some people are. When I talk about some people, it just comes to naturally, you know. But that is an interesting topic. It's kind of interesting that article popped up on my screen regarding the actress describing her role in a movie coming up. And she says, and then Times of India, she says that sensuality is a part of human emotion. That's what she said in that article also. Sensuality is a part. And that's what I meant when I was talking about, some people just born with it. Again, in another article, she says, I'm planning to talk to the film, and sensuality is a key element to the relational understanding, scandalizing. The characters like that. She said, if you do it in the wrong way, then the audience and actors both don't like it, as the conviction is lost. It's very much integral to the character in the film. And she goes on to say that as an actor, I feel we get to express all the emotions, and sensuality is a part of human emotion. So it's very important, she added. The film also features Irfan, Rishi Kapoor, and Huma Qureshi in key roles. So that movie, again, is dropping on the 19th, and I'm tweeting it out also. And it's an espionage thriller. So that sounds interesting in itself. So I've tweeted it out on the Culture Shock, under my handle at Culture Shock Inc., and also on my Facebook pages. But I just found that's pretty interesting, because some of us might talk against sensuality, but we like to see our favorite characters. That is due to sensuality. There's everything. There are some quotes that I had. I put a really nice sensual image on the promo of the show. But there are some quotes that also I have shared. And there is even a Facebook page called Sensuality News. And, you know, some of my favorite models are, you know, if it's for, regardless of what brand, it seems like sensuality is put into it. You know, even recently there have been male actors and models featured in commercials that exude sensuality. I'm looking at on the Facebook page, Sensuality News. There's an image of Nicole Kidman, a favorite of mine. Shout out to she and Keith Urban. Nicole Kidman by Camilla Eckling for Vogue Germany August. And I've seen a little promo regarding her work for this promotion. And Nicole Kidman in a very central character. And, we talk about actors and actresses and celebrities and all that good stuff, but what about the average person? And sometimes I always say, go to your favorite cosmetic counter, or talk to your favorite consultant if it's for your beauty products or people like Belinda Bostic, Intimacy Advisor, Islamic Parties, who not only sell novelties but also sell lingerie and bodies and creams and lotions, and companies like Pure Romance, Andrea Carter is a good rep for that company that you can talk with in regards to beauty products. I mean, beauty companies like, you know, Avon and Mark, when it comes to enhancing one's sensuality or one's scent. And we've talked about the power of scent before, so sometimes it's just all in that gives off in enhancing that sensuality. I'm not looking at the screen right now because I'm looking at the bigger screen of interesting stories that I had researched and studied beforehand. So that's an interesting and very important topic. There's even a website called Love Your Sensuality. And sometimes we just have to embrace our own sensuality. And then not to mention the song. I'm looking at like lyrics of like the classic R&B group Isley Brothers. They have a song called Sensuality. And then, I have been looking at quotes of sensuality, but there are so many songs. And I'm just at the beginning of the show. How Prince is a sensual performer, singer. His swag is sensual. You know, he's just a good example of that. Michael Jackson was a sensual, Janet Jackson, sensual performer, sensual artist. And again, there are some of us that are just sensual. I'm looking at a website called the Sensuality Sage. And on this website, might need to invite this advisor on. She said that we are born for passion and designed for pleasure. And her name is Deborah Jean, and she has a workshop. And what she says on this website is that understand the connection between two people and what makes a relationship connected, playful, and intimate is Deborah's focus in teaching energizing relationships, starts with you being your most empowered, sensual self and allowing your partner the same freedom. And then it goes on to say that she can guide you through this journey. As often said of those who have attended her workshop for classes, I wish I would have known the things I learned today when I was in my teens. And so it seemed like a very interesting website to visit for men and women. And I am going to join her mailing list and also read up and study more about her and invite her own to talk about the importance of sensuality in one's life, in our lives, in both genders and all between genders. That is amazing. And remember, the XBs come on tonight. Did you watch the All-Star game? I watched the beginning. I did see Candace Glover perform, and I became very sleepy. And then I believe America's Got Talent also came on, but I missed it because I was asleep. But I did see the beginning of the All-Star game, and of course Candace Glover did an amazing job. You know, her album will be coming out in October now. It was going to come out in July. But now the release date, you know, she's going to be touring with the rest of the her cohorts from American Idol. So the show, her album will be coming, will be released in October now. So when you sign up for the mailing list at Deborah Jean's Intimacy and Connection, you will get a free copy of 7 Secrets to Being Empowered, Irresistible, and Enchanted. So right here on air, I just signed up. Definitely will read that and definitely invite her on so we can talk about sensuality and style. So I'm going to head back to the chat room for a minute, and we can continue the discussion. Live streaming will discontinue soon, and the show will discontinue also unless some of you call in before the deadline reached for your call to be taken, so we can continue the conversation. But the next live broadcast will be on Friday morning, Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Now, Saturday night, super excited. Again, Sid World High Fashion's Dylan will be on, talking about his solo career and his name, stage name Casey, and the release of his EP. I will be playing a couple of his new songs on Friday also. And on Saturday, you definitely will hear his new music and more about his new EP, Casey Comes Alive. I love it, and I love the promo pic that he has to go along with it that you will be seeing on the show promo. He's just an amazing talent, and I love how he breaks down, similar to True God Immortal, he breaks down how he writes his songs and produces his music, and that is a good thing, most definitely. And hopefully soon I'll be giving you dates of when Dread Days and when El DeBarge will be coming on, and have a few authors that will be coming on also. So I'm solidifying these dates and schedule right now. So if you want to be a guest or you want to come on and talk about a certain topic, please do. And guess what? Friday, we'll be discussing, I know. I am a black woman. I'm a black woman of mixed heritage. I love my mixed Southern heritage. Caucasian, American Indian, and of course African American. But on all the talk shows everywhere, it seems that there's been an image situation going on with pretty much all races. About the images of black males and females in today's society in 2013. What are your images? How do you view black male and female? And how do we view ourselves in our own eyes, within our own communities? You know, I have been blessed to live in a multicultural. You know, it seems like we all experience image situations from all backgrounds. And, you know, all teenagers, all young people need proper guidance, regardless of their race and their background. All people, adults, need proper guidance and education, regardless of where we are, worldwide, our race, our genders. You know, but on Friday, let's talk about the images of black males and females in today's society right now. In 2013, how do we view ourselves and how do others view us? I feel like everybody's talking about it, so why not? Okay, thank you. Right. So the live stream will stop in a few seconds, but I'll continue the show on for probably another 10 or 15 more minutes, play a couple of songs, and talk about some more breaking news. And I'm talking to my friend in the chat room. I know you guys probably wonder, what do I be doing sometimes? I'll be chatting in the chat room. Sometimes I'll be chatting on Facebook, Twitter, you know. And I didn't even go on Instagram today because I have a lot of people who listen to the show that are networking with me on Instagram also. Speaking of Dread Days, here's Dread Days. From this website before, and this is an awesome website for men and women. And there's an article regarding how to increase your sex appeal, which is sensuality and your swag and all that good stuff. And I know growing up, it's always hear about sex appeal, but very seldom you hear it just being blatantly said sex appeal. But it is all about sensuality, sex appeal. Sex appeal is an awesome asset to have. Are they right? Some of us have it and some of us don't. What I was just saying, some have it naturally and some of us have to work at it. But every single person has the potential to exude sex appeal. Find out how to increase your sex appeal here. And some of us have to tone it down. You know, really, some people are just very sensual and they have to tone it down. I know this. Harnessing the power of sex appeal can do wonders for you in your life. You feel better, you look better, and everyone else either wants you or wants to be with you. Knowing how to increase your sex appeal is easy, but following the tips to the T is a difficult part. By working on your sex appeal, increasing your sensuality, you can get the attention of anyone you like with ease. Life just becomes just much easier when you look and feel sexy. What is sex appeal? For the initiated, sex appeal is the involuntary ability to attract anyone of the opposite sex and make them like you almost instantly. When we speak about sex appeal, it's almost always the physical attributes that come to mind. But by using these steps mentioned below, you'll learn that there are many other subtle signs of sex appeal, too, that go beyond physical attributes. Yeah, that's so true. I can talk a lot about sensuality and sex appeal. I'm really from personal experience and image and body image. You know, I'm going through body image situation now. But the article goes on to say, if you got a body, that's a perfect 10. Well, life just got easier for you when it comes to working your sex appeal. But a great body is really never enough to exude sex appeal and draw everyone around you. How to increase your sex appeal? You may not realize it, but every single person has the ability to increase their sex appeal tenfold and attract a lot of good lookers. Yeah, true that. All it takes is a bit of understanding about the different aspects that matter and using it to increase your sex appeal. And then there's a segment where you can study how to dress for sex. Find out how to increase your sex appeal in these 10 steps. Use them religiously in your daily life and you'll be an attractive looker with tons of sex appeal sooner than you think. Number one, learn to dress well. Sex appeal is about your physical attributes, along with a pinch of subtle attributes. The starter dress well and always look your best. If you don't think your dressing style is something to brag about, use a few fashion magazines. Exactly. Or even get the help of an image makeover consultant. Dressing well, and I'm getting back into I love being a beauty consultant, being an image consultant, and that's one thing why I can't wait to get my esthetician license and open my beauty, my boutique salon. But one thing about it, I just love consulting. And one thing about it, I'm getting an image makeover myself right now. So I'm knowing firsthand how it is to get an image makeover, and not just for professional reasons, but for my personal life also. You know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there, not just upgrading my social life, but also, you know, in the dating world. Dressing well is one of the basic steps in knowing how to increase your sex appeal. Two, get a great body. Working on that. If you don't have washboard abs or sexy toned legs, you're not working out enough. It is easy to sit back and whine about how fat you are or why no one ever gives you a second glance. Almost half the adults in the United States are fat. Get off your butt and do something about it. Start working out and take an initiative to look good. You may have to run and do cardio for 6 months to lose weight, but just sitting around and having a burger and fries while bitching about your cruel world isn't going to make you look any better. You want to look good, get ready to work your butt, and hey, you know you're always going to get second glances when you look fitter. Yeah, yesterday I miraculously got my scale to work briefly, and briefly I got on the scale, and I'm 22 pounds from my weight goal of achieving 130. I remember when I thought 125, 130 was fat. So so I told my mom, I said, well, I should shoot for 120 because I'm 5'3", and because those little creeper pounds can sneak up on you. So just to be safe and not sorry, you know, I'll reach that 130 goal, but I'm going to go ahead and shoot for those extra 10 pounds. But it takes work and effort, you know, really, and your mindset to really get in the position that you want to get in and maintain it. If you're in good shape now, I advise you, please, never get out of shape because it's a task. Unless you just want the experience in it, because it has been a learning experience to me by ballooning up to nearly 200 pounds. But if you don't want the experience to just know, then I advise you not to, you know, really. But to each his own, you know what you know, want. Also, because, I mean, out of shape, because you can be of certain sizes and not be out of shape. Because I have some of the most gorgeous friends, full-figure friends, big guy friends. They are in good health. So it's a big difference. They're skinny. I have friends who look physically fit, and they're out of shape. They don't eat healthy, don't live healthy. So it's everybody know what living healthy is defined in their life, right? You know what you're eating. You know what you're putting in your body. You know how you're exercising. You know how you're living. All of us know what we can do better, and all of us can always do better. Okay. Number three, glow. Learn to groom yourself. Bedheads and multicolored streaks look good on a fashion round, but they don't particularly make the best impressions in your office or in your career. Eat healthy, sleep well, and get that glowing skin. You feel, and one of my favorite features, characteristics to me is my skin. Good skin, healthy skin is important for everybody. When you feel good about your daily lifestyle, your skin will start to glow, and you'll feel and look a lot better, and your sex appeal will start to grow too. Number four, fragrances. Have your own collection of perfumes that smell great on you. When it comes to picking fragrances and perfumes, always remember, what smells great on someone else may not work for you. A lot of things like your body temperature and your body's natural fragrance matters. And then there's on this article, you click on how to pick perfect perfume. You know, we always talk about that here. Leave a whiff of mild perfume in the air as you walk past someone of the opposite sex. It's an instant turn on that will leave anyone wanting more. Perfumes, especially when they mix with your own body's pheromones, can create a lasting positive effect on anyone who wants to attract. You all remember when Prince had those pheromones out on the market? Number five, build your, and you know somewhere you can shop to really, like, get your own customized fragrance, men and ladies? Aveda. Go to your local Aveda store and get them to customize you your own fragrance. I mean, whenever I go in there and do that, it always, oh, I love the smell. Okay, number five, build your confidence. While physical aspects matter most in sex appeal, subtle factors like your confidence can play a big part, too. If you want to know how to increase your sex appeal, learn to work on your confidence. Be positive and learn to look at the bright side of everything you do. Feeling unworthy, uncomfortable around people doesn't help in growing your sex appeal. Work on your confidence and understand your true worth. Your upbeat attitude and your confidence will draw more people towards you than you can imagine. That is so true. Intense eye contact. Number six, eye contact. Anybody who knows me knows that I am a look-in-your-eye-directly person. You may notice that most people you meet don't have a strong eye contact. They may look into your eyes for a few seconds and look away because they can't hold their glance any longer. Don't be that person. When you talk to someone of the opposite sex, especially someone you like, gaze deeply into their eyes as they talk to you. When you're relaxed and confident and stare into another person's eyes when they're talking, it may make the other person feel awkward, but it also leaves them feel weak in the knees. And then there's also another article that you can refer to called How to Talk to a Guy and Make Him Like You and How to Talk to a Girl and Impress Her. Then there's number seven, stay calm and composed. I know it's very difficult for many of you. I'm not a person that gets nervous, but I am a shy person. So it takes me a lot to pull it out. You know, it might not seem like it, but I am a shy person. I deal with it, but I very seldom get nervous. But I know many do get nervous, and so this article says stay calm and composed. No one likes nervous Nelly. Don't be that person. When you're jittery and cluttered in your head, it's hard to make anyone around you feel comfortable. No matter what you're doing, stay calm and composed. It'll make the person around you feel at ease and will help them connect with you better. The next time you're on a date, don't fidget around. Relax and sit back calmly. A happy calm you and create a happier atmosphere and make anyone love being with you. And then there's other articles that you can refer to, what guys always notice on a date and what girls always notice on a date. And number 8, be graceful in whatever you do. You don't have to be a ballerina or flamenco artist, so it will help immensely if you do know how to dance, but you have to learn how to be aware of your body. Most men and women look so clumsy when they can't control their own body. It's almost repulsive. Learn to be graceful in your movements and your postures, be it a wave to say hello or a handshake or a hug to say goodbye. When you're feeling familiar with controlled movements like dancing, it makes you look sexy and appealing no matter what you do. So if you've got the time for it, join a few softer classes or pick a dance at home DVD. Exactly. And I say also, I always talk about etiquette. Study etiquette. Study etiquette. If it's studying on your own or going to a class or having one of your friends or relatives who is like the etiquette expert to school you, study etiquette. 9, speaking of lower voice, I can be a loudmouth, my mother says. Work your sexy voice into a conversation. That I can do. The next time you're on a date, while women may love the deep testosterone-laden voice of a man, okay, guys, men don't always want a woman to bellow in a deep voice. I should know this. I have a deep voice. Men have always found female voices to be attractive, especially when it's not too shrill or high-pitched. A woman who speaks in a soft voice and has a perfect giggle now and then, that I do. Almost, I just giggle. Almost instantly makes any guy she's conversing with like her. If that isn't sex appeal, what is? And then there's another article that goes along with this topic, how to sound sexy in bed. And then there's number 10, know that you look sexy. If you want to know how to increase your sex appeal, you can use all three tips here and become a new and improved hottie overnight. But unless you truly believe you're hot stuff, you can't really become hot stuff. So you got to, you know, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Believe you are hot. Practice hotness. That's what I'm saying. Practice hotness. Ladies, practice in your makeup. If you need new makeup, buy new makeup, new skincare. Play in your makeup boxes like when you used to do when you was a little girl, if you used to do that. Play and experiment with your makeup with different looks and all that good stuff. And you know, go to, you know, and again, talk to cosmetic experts and all that good stuff. And guys, play around and look in the mirror and check out your different expressions. You know, it's different things that you can that we can do on our own. Practice makes perfect. You know, practice makes perfect. How to look sexy without even trying. Okay, so once you've used all these tips, you really need to believe in yourself and realize that you become a better person who gets a lot more attention than ever before. When you feel sexy, it shows, and it definitely attracts all the right attention. And people, be careful of the attention that you don't want also. You know, just got to put that out there. And another article that goes with this topic is how to look sexy without even trying. And that is something that a lot of us really want to know, how to be sexy without even trying. Because sometimes people will say, she's trying too hard, or he's trying too hard. You know, chill. You know, loosen up. So if I might be able to share some of that right there. But the article concludes with, change your life with these 10 steps on how to increase your sex appeal. It may seem like a lot of changes, but once you get all the attention, you realize that it was all worth the effort. And and then it concludes that we're trying hard to create better relationships in the world, but we can't do it without you. Did this feature help better yourself or your relationship? And you can change someone else's life too. So check out lovepanky.com. Interesting articles. I've shared advice from this website with you all before. And it's just an amazing website, lovepanky.com. Very nice website. And those are some good tips also in regards to increasing one's sensuality and sexiness. You know, like Justin Timberlake used to sing, I'm bringing sexy back. Or, you know, like I guess I'm like a Stella. I mean, I'm not a Stella, but getting some men and women out there trying to get their groove back, you know. So either you're maintaining it or you're trying to regain it, one or the other, or you just have it naturally. And so, like I said before, some people are trying to tone it down. But this article about how to look sexy without even trying says that all of us want to look sexy, but it's not something that everyone can have and brag about. Find out how to look sexy and feel sexy without even trying. And join the Look Sexy Club. While walking across the street, have you ever taken a second glance at someone of the opposite sex because they look so sexy? All of us have. And have you ever come across someone of the same sex who looks so sexy, ready, and perfect, like they're a movie star or something? Again, we've all been there. So what do some people have that makes them look so attractive? My word of the day, sensual, even if they're not really symmetrical in the face. You can say that some people have the oomph and the sexiness, the sensuality, that naturally, while some others just don't. But that's not really true. You can learn how to look sexy, sensual, without even trying, and make a difference in your life in no time. Don't believe it. Will change your ordinary life into a sex life with these 10 steps and see the difference yourself. And so they go on to say that how to look sexy. There are a lot of things that make someone look sexy and attractive, a.k.a. sensual, to have that sensuality. And it's not all about the outer appearance. Some of the sexiest people on earth aren't really the prettiest, but they're still sexy. And you can figure out how to look sexy by just following these 10 steps and walk into a new and improved sexy life. Number one, a gorgeous physique. Yes, this is a physical, more of a shallow attribute, but it helps a lot when it comes to knowing how to look sexy. A great body involuntarily attracts attention and impresses the opposite sex. So hit the gym or pick up one of those fab workouts from Beachbody. Getting a well-shaped body is one of the first steps in trying to look sexy. It'll make you look good and really, really feel sexy. Clothes will look a lot better on you, most definitely, than it does on other people, and you'll get a huge boost in confidence. This is definitely one of the first things to do if you want to look sexy. And then there's an article that one can refer to called How to Turn a Guy On. And then there's number two, before, dress well. Most people think that they know how to dress well, but frankly, they really don't. Do your friends always look at you in awe or compliment you for your great taste in clothes? No. Then you're obviously not the best dressed person in your group of friends. So you definitely need help. Read a few fashion magazines and pick up a few pointers on what would look the best on you and use it well. You really don't have to spend $1 million to look like it. So spend wisely, look great, and learn how to look sexy. Number three, groom yourself. If you got a sexy body and have started to dress well, you're probably noticing a lot of second glances already. But the devil is in the details. Don't just start with clothes and good physique. It's a start, but it's not good enough. Groom yourself. Get a flattering hairstyle, a few classy perfumes that smell great on you, and all the other work. Sexiness comes from the inside. And if you feel sexy, you'll look sexy. It may sound patronizing, but it's completely true. And in the fashion industry, we've always used the term polish. Get that polished head-to-toe look. And that's what I'm in the midst of an image makeover now, in attaining that polished look. When you have that polished overall look, head-to-toe look, and regardless of if you're dressed for work or you're dressed for the gym, it's important to have that polished look. You know, that clean, refreshing look. That's me talking. Number four, buy sexy underwear. There's nothing that can make you feel sexier than sexy underwear. True that. Be it laces or silk. You don't have to reveal it for all the world to see, but just knowing that you're wearing something so sexy and beautiful inside your regular attire can make you feel good about yourself. Number five, pamper yourself. Exactly. Because I'm thinking my birthday is not too far away, and see, I'm losing weight and flattening my stomach and doing a lot of stuff for me. I know it's not, but I'm thinking about what am I, you know, I love to celebrate my birthday, and I think I'm going to celebrate and pamper myself on my birthday. Regardless of where I'm at, if I'm here in Jackson and Dallas or anywhere else, I am going to pamper myself because I deserve it. Ever felt like buying that pedicure kit or that awesome massage chair? Go ahead and pick it up as long as you can afford it all. Sexy people love themselves and pamper themselves all the time. Come on, you're so sexy, you deserve the best of stuff. If you don't believe you deserve a good splurge now and then, either on your cosmetics or on your accessories, then you're not really feeling sexy about yourself. Love yourself and always look like you just stepped out of a beauty salon. Ba-ba-boom. Number six, respect yourself and be respected. If you don't respect yourself, you can't be confident. And if you are confident, you'll never really know how to look sexy, at least to the best of your potential. Learn to respect yourself and consider yourself worthy of being respected by others, be it yourselves or your own partner. You hear that, partner? Don't let your friends take you for granted or throw you around like you're not important. When you're around people who love you and respect you, your own self-worth will grow and you'll learn to be more confident. And always remember this. Respecting yourself is not a sign of being egoistic. Exactly. It shows that you know your own worth, a woman's worth. Seven, love your life. If you want to know how to look sexy without even trying, learn to love yourself and your life. We all have some crazy stuff in our life. I know this, ups and downs and stuff that we'd rather not be in our lives. But overall, learn to love your life. Be happy and have fun every day. Like this senior lady told me last September in Taco Bell. She just walked up to me, complimented my blouse, and she said, "Young lady, I'm 92 years old." And you know, and she said, "Never let anyone take away your joy." So I'm sharing that with you. Never let anyone take away your joy. But back to this article. Be happy and have fun every day. Be fun and alive is sexy. Have you ever seen gloomy people and you are always pessimistic or negative in life? They're not very good company and they don't attract any sexy attention, even if they're rather good looking. And then there goes on, there's an article you can check out called How to Love Yourself. Be the life of the party, laugh and be cheerful, and look at the bright side in everything. Happy people always look attractive, and they make everything around them come alive like a burst of fresh air. Be that happy, attractive person, and you'll have potential mates lining up for your affection. Number eight, work your expression. There's nothing cuter and sexier than a hottie who knows how to be expressive in a confident, sexy manner. So there's an article to go with that called How to Flirt with a Guy. Learn to flirt. Number nine, knowing how to flirt can open a doorway of good times for opposite sex. Or, you know, if you're into same sex, but opposite sex. And if you club that art of figuring out how to look sexy, you've got a potent mix that would be irresistible to anyone. And an article that goes good with it is How to Flirt by Touching. Touching works miracles. When you look sexy, you can also come across as being intimidating and make the opposite sex nervous. But by being cheerful and happy, you'll also portray a warm and welcoming persona about yourself. You don't really need to flirt outrageously or try to let someone know you're interested in them. At times, all it takes is your happy personality or your flirty expressions and perfect balance of blushes and teases. Number 10, feel like a sex god. To understand how to look sexy, you need to feel sexy to understand that sex appeal, sensuality, is all about. Don't be prudish. Instead, dive into a few sex books and familiarize yourself with good positions and the art of seduction. To feel sexy on the inside, you need to feel confident about your sexual prowess. You know, study and research of sensuality topics and all of that good stuff. When you know you're good and bad, you can't help but feel confident about it. You may be happy with the missionary bang bang, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't know what could turn on the opposite sex better, what positions to be more exciting. Understand sex and with sex, and you really know how to look sexy by even trying, of course. And then there's articles, what women and women find sexy in a man and what men find sexy in a woman. Change your life using these 10 simple steps on how to look sexy. It will definitely bring you out second glasses and make a lot of horse skip a beat. Now, I practice sexual abstinence, and I know some of you do also. And so, you know, we can still be sensual and bring out our inner sensual beings. And, you know, and when it's time to give up or when you need to make that decision to give up the goods, then make that decision. But, you know, sensuality and eroticism and being sexy and having that sex appeal is about, you know, confidence. And if you practice, if you're a virgin or if you practice sexual abstinence or celibate, you still can be sensual and still have that sex appeal. You know, you can still exude sensuality and have that confidence. You know? So, exactly. I know, I can hear some of you. Exactly. I know, exactly. But, yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed that. And, hey, you guys be definitely call in and chat with me on Friday when we talk about various topics, you know, what's going on the weekend. It's going to be Friday, Friday edition. to the Shock Entertainment Reports. We'll be talking, of course, you know, the hot entertainment news. Maybe we'll be talking about the Royal Baby. We'll talk about the Royal Baby. The babies here are not. And, of course, the lead topic would be the image of black males and females in today's society in present time, right now, 2013. Okay? So thank you, and God bless. And on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, SeaWorld High Fashion's own Dylan will be on promoting his new EP. We'll be playing a couple of his songs, not only on Saturday, but on Friday. And he will be promoting his new EP, Casey Comes Alive. And he is such a talented guy, and I am super, super excited to have him back. And he is super excited also to be coming back and filling us in and updating us on what has been going on with SeaWorld High Fashion, with his new solo project and his education and career goals and all that good stuff. So I just cannot wait. I am just amazed. And let's see, I'm talking and running my mouth, and I got to play one of his songs before heading out. And, of course, we'll conclude with Minstrel Cycle by Prince and Third Eye Girl. And you guys follow Prince and Third Eye Girl, like their Facebook page, and check them out on live stream so you can always be in the know, because, you know, they do impromptu performances. You know, they'll send you a notification, hey, we're getting ready to jam. Check us out. So that's a good thing. So I'm looking through my playlist so I can play some Bahama Mama or High Fashion, or I have more songs of theirs also on my playlist. But you know, I just ran across SeaWorld High Fashion. Oh, I don't know about that one. That's a real party song, because I have their party songs also on my. Well, all their songs are party songs, but you know what I'm talking about. Booty Bounce. Booty Bounce popped up. Booty Bounce is more for Saturday night. So it's been fun. I thank you all. Here's India Morrell. House Radio right here. Lydia Morrell, who hosts Dollhouse Radio right here. It's one of my favorite shows before I even started hosting and producing my own right here. I love me some Flatboy Radio, Dollhouse Radio, Revolution Rant, and a few other shows before I start broadcasting right here at blogtalkradio.com. And I have favorites right now, and I love it when my Blog Talk Radio cohorts join me in the chat room and call in. We always have a good time. I love the staffers, and shout out to those of you who advertise and plan to advertise also here at blogtalkradio.com. But I will be playing Everything is Lavish by SeaWorld High Fashion again. Best wishes to Sweets to Home by Hilton, which is having a grand opening today in Madison across from Colony Park at Renaissance today. Please contact my friend that I met at the Mississippi Business Journal Expo a few months ago, who is director of sales there, Alessandra Butler. Contact her for more information and also for your reservation plans, whether personal or professional. Okay? So tell her I sent you also. But again, thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And next week we'll talk about surviving breakups and divorces and moving on, and also other hot, good topics also that are matters of the heart. And be sure to create your listener profile accounts if you haven't, so you can interact with us within the Blog Talk Radio community and chat with us in our respective chat rooms. It's been a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Hugs and kisses. And best wishes to Prince William and Duchess Catherine also regarding the soon arrival of the royal bundle of joy. And just, you know, sending much love and prayers to all of you. I didn't talk about celebrity birthdays, so if I can, I will before the end of the broadcast. But I will play Everything is Lavish by SeaWorld High Fashion. Dylan would be a guest on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to discuss his life in SeaWorld High Fashion, his upcoming solo EP, Casey Comes Alive, and other great things. Okay? So looking forward to that, and looking forward to Friday's show. And Monday we continue talking hot topics and living healthier lives and popular summer diets also. Okay? Well, thank you, and God bless. I love your support. I thank you for being so supportive, and your constructive criticism and continued feedback is always important. Always important. That's why we're still on the air. That's why you guys give me so much to research for and research on. It's amazing. But thank you so much, and God bless. For SeaWorld High Fashion, Everything is Lavish.
Everything is lavish, 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 never ever average. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Money off the roof, cush in the attic. See world high fashion, everything is lavish.
I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah, things stuffing, pulling cash out my pockets like, bitch, I'm getting money. Headed to the top, keep the meter running. No smile on my face, cause ain't a damn thing funny. I'm a beast out, let me breathe now. And I can't see y'all, don't wanna be y'all. I swear I'm posted with my motherfucking team now. We ballin' hard as y'all are stuck on T-ball. Okay, price on your head, I got money on the table. Riding in the caddy, bitch, I'm listening to play. I got coke and I got weed and I roll it in a paper. Gun on my side and I call that shit my neighbor. Long hair, don't care, bro, I'm smoking on some vapors. I got dough, herbs and bread, you can call my ass a baker. I'm wearing all black like a motherfucking raider. Running in your house, bro, I'm looking like Kramer. Money up the roof, cush in the attic. See world have fashion, everything is lavish. I'm swagging like a diva, you can never match it. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Lavish, lavish, never ever average.
diamonds in my coat. Everything is lavish, money off the roof, cush in the attic, feed world high fashion. Everything is lavish, lavish.
Also, of Stealing Confidential Talks with regarding one of my fantastic invention ideas. I cannot say any more, but I thank you all for your prayers and support. Oh my God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I think, you know, I can't say much more, but I appreciate your prayers regarding the Confidential Talks I'm in with Davidson. Regarding an invention idea of mine. And also, I hope to hear good news from New Show Studios regarding a reality show idea of mine also. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support. Here's Larry Graham and Prince, and we'll conclude with Menstrual Cycle by Prince and 3G, Third Eye Girl. Then you've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shark Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. The next live broadcast is Friday.
Yeah. if I knew back then what I know right now.
I should have told you I was just acting way too hard. Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing. Gonna leave.
Would have, should have, would have done better. Thought you were going to leave. That's why I left ya. I like that part. Thought you were going to leave. That's why I left ya. But I should have, could have, would have. How many of y'all been in that position? Okay. Well, again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shock Entertainment Report. And until next time. You know, share those smiles and spread love. And you never know what the next person's going through, good or bad, you know. But, you know, continue on and God bless you and yours. And, again, next broadcast is on Friday. Okay, we'll discuss a lot of hot topics. And, of course, images of black males and females in today's society, 2013. And, of course, other hot topics like the raw baby and other stuff, yummy stuff and not so yummy stuff. Sad we had to talk about stuff that's not so, you know, good to talk about but need to be talked about. But this is an entertainment lifestyle music show, and so let's have fun, guys and girls and kids and everybody. But we're concluding with Prince and 3G, Menstrual Cycle. Thank you.